The Commonwealth of Puerto Rico is considering its status. Puerto Rico is called the shining star of the Caribbean. Should it also be a star among the stars and stripes, the 51st state? The question is simple. The answer, it turns out, is not. Statehood has been debated before in Puerto Rico and voted down. That was 22 years ago. President Bush has said he'd like to know how the people of Puerto Rico feel now. So would we. Our cover story this Sunday morning is reported by Christine Negroni.
Are we a republic or are we a territory of the United States? We think our time is due. We think, you know, it's time that the people be allowed to decide on this issue.
If we went in as a state, we would then be another minority. We would become part of the Hispanic minority in the United States. While as a Commonwealth, we feel that we have a focus, a political structure that responds to a particular condition as a differentiated people.
The United States has 50 states that speak English. They don't need another English-speaking state, but they need a Spanish-speaking state to improve relationships with Latin America.
I want a country. I want my own country. I want my people to be free. Had I been born in Chicago or California or Miami, I would be feeling different. But this is where I was born. This is my country.
It is this sense of pride that's at the heart of a fierce battle over the island's relationship with the United States. The debate was fueled last month when President Bush said that Puerto Ricans, who are U.S. citizens, should decide if they want the island to be the 51st state, an independent country, or remain as it is, a Commonwealth of the United States.
I've long believed that the people of Puerto Rico should have the right to determine their own political future. Personally, I strongly favor statehood, but I urge the Congress to take the necessary steps to allow the people to decide in a referendum.
Among supporters of statehood for Puerto Rico, the president's comments generated enormous enthusiasm. Miriam Ramirez Ferrer.
I want to be feel like a full United States citizen with all my rights. I want to participate in the democracy. I want it to happen as soon as possible so that I can rest assured for all my generations to come that they will be safe under this system.
But the statement renewed a Puerto Rican identity crisis among those favoring independence. Raul Rodriguez.
You cannot be Puerto Rican and be American at the same time. You cannot have two mothers. There's only one mother.
Puerto Rico's status has been a divisive issue for a long time. Nationalists first fought for independence from Spain 150 years ago. The fight continued when the U.S. took possession of the island in 1898. In 1950, radical independentistas tried to assassinate President Harry Truman.
Two armed assailants were shot down outside the Blair House in Washington, which is the president's residence, this afternoon after a furious gun battle.
4 years later, armed nationalists opened fire in the U.S. House of Representatives, injuring five congressmen. But those and various other criminal acts since have been carried out by a small group of radicals. The established Independence Party is widely respected and does not endorse violence. Still, it has little popular support.
The Puerto Rican feels he is a Puerto Rican, that there is something that is the Puerto Rican culture or the Puerto Rican identity.
Historian Arturo Morales Carrion.
There's something that sometimes he can't articulate, he can't express, but it's there.
At mountain festivals and plaza card games, on the beaches and in the cities, And within the 450-year-old walls of Old San Juan, Puerto Rican pride is evident.
I participate in the 1950 revolution in my hometown, Jayuya. I took my flag, Puerto Rican flag, and Senator Bolan.
You raised it.
Raised the Puerto Rican flag in Jayuya. And that's all. And they sentenced me 125 years.
Iribirto Marin got out of jail in the 60s, but did not give up on a free Puerto Rico. He and Raul Rodriguez are members of the Independence Party, which has three seats in the legislature.
No, at one time I felt that I had a timetable. If things could not be done peacefully, they ought to be done with revolution. I don't have a timetable. Whether I would ever give it up, I don't think so. I'll die feeling that we have a right to be a free, independent nation.
Seeing the possibility of a solution to 100 years of uncertainty, all three political parties in Puerto Rico called for a plebiscite to settle the status question once and for all. Campaigning has already begun. The forces for statehood have energy and enthusiasm, but they have not done well in elections. They lost the race for governor and two mayoral races in the island's two largest cities, San Juan and Ponce. The leader of the party is Carlos Romero Barceló.
You cannot be a U.S. citizen, an American citizen, and say that you don't want to be equal, that you want to be less, that you want to be like a foster child.
Puerto Rico's governor, Rafael Hernandez Colon, is in the political center. He heads the Commonwealth Party, which is committed to maintaining the status quo.
What this status does is it allows those people to live together in greater harmony than with the other alternatives, because the other alternatives sort of push them to the wall. No matter what the solution is, there will always be Puerto Ricans who favor one thing or the other.
Over the din of the political feuding, Miriam Ramirez Ferrer is trying to be heard. A physician with a commitment to making Puerto Rico a state, she's working outside party politics to get Puerto Rico into the U.S. political system as the 51st state.
We've been living in the United States system of government, the democracy and everything, yet we don't have participation in government. We don't have congressmen. We can't vote for the president. You know, when it comes down to passing laws in Congress, assigning federal programs and everything, we're always left out. Somebody has to add Puerto Rico.
I'm Congressman Jaime Fuster. I'm the resident commissioner of Puerto Rico. That means the person represents Puerto Rico before the United States Congress and federal authorities. I can speak on the floor. I can present bills. I can present motions. I can object to motions that require unanimous consent. I cannot vote on the final resolution of bills, because you have to be a state to be able to do that. But I've never felt that we have been deprived of anything because our representation is structured the way it is. We pretty much achieve most of the goals that we pursue.
The fact that there are so many unanswered questions troubles Emigdio Perez Soto. He wants to know what will happen to those factories wooed to the island by special tax breaks. Will they stay if a change in status eliminates the incentives?
I like to build the independence, that's true. I like. But we don't have the industry, and we don't have the money, the enough money.
Both Jose Torres and his wife Vixma Rodriguez work. They know that Puerto Rico's average annual income of $4,000 makes the island the Caribbean's richest, but it would be America's poorest state.
And I like Puerto Rico as it is, a part of the United States, but not a state.
When President Bush urged Puerto Rico and the Congress to decide the island's political future, his attention was welcomed by most people here. But arguing over statehood, independence, or commonwealth will continue.
Most Puerto Ricans feel that they are part of the American political system. They share certain common values with the United States, very strongly shared values, like the commitment to democracy, to individual freedoms. And for most Puerto Ricans, they are the basis of the relationship.